United Healthcare. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality. Get real-time assistance when signing into UHCProvider.com with our on-demand chat for claims, benefits, authorizations, and more. Plus, try API Marketplace for a free and secure way to automate your transactions at UHCProvider.com/tryAPI. For English, just remain on the line.
Para continuar en español, diga español o abra menú.
Hello, I'm Avery, your virtual assistant at United Healthcare. Before we get started, please tell me if you are calling as a member or a healthcare professional. I didn't quite catch that. If you are a member, press 1. If you are a health... In a few words, tell me why you are calling today.
Authorization.
Sure. What type of prior authorization are you calling about?
Medical.
Here are a few things you can say. Sure. To better assist you, please specify whether your medical authorization is related to inpatient or it is related to outpatient. And what is the member ID?
10231014.
I heard 10231014. Is that correct? What's the member's date of birth, including the four-digit year? Thank you. One moment while I pull up the account. All right, I have the account in front of me now. Okay, what is your NPI? I'm still listening. What is your 10-digit?
10.
I didn't quite catch that.
106375.
Let's try that in a different way. And can you tell me? I didn't. I heard you say 10637507. Is that correct? I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Can you please tell? Let's get someone to help. Would you be willing to take a survey at the end of this call?
No.
Okay, I'm transferring you to an advocate. Notification or prior authorization is not a verification, guarantee of benefits, or clinical determination. Coverage and payment for an item or service is governed by the member's benefit plan document, and if applicable, the provider's participation agreement with the health plan.
Hello, thank you for calling United Healthcare. My name is Alex. May I have your first name and last name initial?
Hello, my name is Mac, M-S-A, and last initial name is B4 Bravo. I'm calling from provider office.
Are you...
And I want to check if authorization is required or not for CPT code. And your initial name?
ASN Alpha.
Okay. Thank you.
Can you please confirm the name of the... Sorry, can you please confirm the NPI?
Yes, sure. 10637550072.
Thank you. What is the name of the provider and the practice address?
Shahzeb Nabi.
Mm-hmm.
And address is 172 Marital Avenue, Brooklyn, New York.
Aside from B17, do you have any other address?
172.
Only for 172, that is the only address that you have?
2236.
2236. Sorry, but there is no 2236 as well in the address.
What you see in your file in address?
As I can see here, we have the zip code of 11201.
11201?
Yes, for the zip code.
Allow me. Allow me a moment.
Sure, we also have here 10301.
Allow a moment.
Sure.
Staten Island, New York, 10301.
Let me see. Yep, we have that. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank How you about so the much. Full name and date of birth of the patient?
Okay. Ernesto Diaz. Date of birth is 09/18/1945.
Thank you. Let me just pull up the member's account, and just a reminder that we have live agents that are available at thehcprovider.com. And as you can see here, I can see that the member's plan is New York United Healthcare Dual Complete HMO with the effective date of January 1st of 2025 and no termination date. And the provider is out of network on the member's plan. And since this is a HMO plan, out of network benefits is not covered.
Address is not matching?
No, the address that you have provided for the provider is matching. However, on the member's plan, it is considered as a out of network.
Okay. You will not checking authorization details?
Actually, for the authorization details, since if this is out-of-network provider, authorization is automatically required. And
okay.
Just a reminder
call
that authorization
number.
Is... Mm-hmm. Call reference number, it's 13072794040.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, bye-bye.